Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN Chicago, the band, the seven guys they named the city after, and the brand new album, Born for This Moment, and man, this is such a thrill for me. James Pankow, how are you, sir? James?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Jimmy?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I was just saying what a thrill it is to have you on the air here at WGN after all this time. Yeah.
John,
we're on,
old
man.
Friend, how are you?
Good. We're on the air. I'm gobsmacked. I'm fanboy. I'm whatever the term is. I'm thrilled beyond belief to have you on. My God,
I am thrilled to be on. You know, it's been a long time.
Only
a long time since you and I traded war stories, but a long time since we've had a new collection of original music out there, and we are thrilled that we finally got the chance to record a bunch of new stuff, and we're really proud of it. It's great stuff. The single has been out a few weeks, and it's doing well, and the fans are giving us a great reaction. We're doing it actually in performance as well. And the album was released on Friday. So,
yeah.
You know, here we are on the radio again, 25 years later. And
it's just
you know,
like,
it feels great, man.
It feels familiar. Well, we got a brand new Chicago album to play in here. Yeah. It's a deja vu. Like I don't know if you could tell, because I guess there was a phone thing there for a minute, but I played about a minute's worth of, Born for This Moment, because the title track, you know, we're not a music station at WGN, so we don't have licensing to play music, but we can play anything for a minute. It's some sort of loophole. So
I love it, man. I love it. I knew you'd sneak something in.
Oh, I'm going to sneak more stuff in, Jim. So let's get to, first of all right. Chicago's also going to be at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park, July 24th, with Brian Wilson, Al Jardine. And I want to talk to you about that in a few minutes. But I need to... what is the meaning of Born for This Moment? I know it's not just an arbitrary statement.
Yeah, well, you know, we felt it would be... It's not necessarily specifically relative to the lyric content of the song,
right.
However, the overview is, and this album, you know, the pandemic happened, right? And we are sitting at home in a dismal state of retirement because nobody's working, and along comes a record deal. And, you know, we couldn't have had a more opportune moment to do this record because we had more time on our hands than we've had in 55 years.
Yeah.
It wasn't the case of having to write and record as we bounced around on the road, which we do every year. So that downtime allowed us the luxury of really focusing on songs and arrangements and approach to this record. And you know, John, for all intents and purposes, I mean, mortality is a reality.
Yes.
You know, we have a long way to go. Don't get me wrong. We have a lot more to say and a lot more to do before we hang up the cleats. But this album is a significant record. It's a collection of songs that we had the luxury of time to really dig into. Arguably, it's, for myself, one of the most satisfying recording projects to date. And we have Robert and Lee and I have an amazing supporting cast in the current lineup. So all the stars were aligned, and this album was the result. And, you know, I think we were born for this moment to do this record.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
Chicago Transit Authority was the first.
Right.
And this is the other bookend.
Gotcha. You know, I've listened to the album, and everything you say about it is absolutely true. It not only lyrically, the musical arrangements, the production values, just the whole sound is so fresh and clean. I mean,
yeah,
you know, man,
it's traditional Chicago. It's the trademark Chicago thing, but it's got a fresh face.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I think it's a big step into the future for the band. You know, it, above all, it proves that the band is still evolving.
Yes. So where did you record this? Where did you record this album?
We recorded it, again, because of COVID, you know, it was difficult to convene as a band anywhere, because there were so few flights.
Right.
Everything was shut down. We did do the horns live at Lee Loughnane Studio in Arizona. We did the background vocals live in Arizona and at Joe Thomas's studio in the Chicago area. But the tracking was largely done on Pro Tools, in home studios.
Yeah.
And then Joe Thomas took all these sessions and he replaced whatever electronic sounds were on the track and replaced it with the real guys in his studio. And he did a heck of a job giving the listener the impression that we were live in the studio.
Right. You know, I remember,
because, you know, you listen from top to bottom and the album has a real cohesiveness.
Oh, totally.
It sounds like, you know, we're all in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Making this record.
You know, I remember watching.
So he did a great job of putting that all together.
I remember following you guys for years, and it was a few years ago. I don't remember exactly. But you were making an album or recording songs while you were on the road, and one person would be in somebody's room, and then there'd be somebody else in another room. And it was awesome to see this process. It was just really very cool.
Hey, dude, over the years, we recorded on the bus, we recorded in ballrooms, we recorded in my damn bathroom in the hotel room.
Nice echo, good reverb.
You got it, man. It's a magazine on the toilet seat is a great snare drum.
I'll have to remember that. James Pankow from Chicago talking about a brand new album. Doing a lot more of that when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker at 749 with Chicago's very own James Pankow on the phone. And that is the single release from their new album, If This Is Goodbye, which, of course, any Chicago fan or anyone hearing those lyrics is going to ask, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, of course.
Right. I mean,
you know, maybe we wanted to instill a little apprehension in fans. I don't know. You know, again, we were talking about, you know, mortality. I mean, you know, we have been so amazingly blessed. This year, we're celebrating 55 years in this crazy business.
Man.
You go back that far, for God's sake.
Oh, please,
you know,
yes
one rookie
I do.
To another, John.
I know. Absolutely.
But, you know,
remember,
listen.
I remember Five Nights of Chicago at the Harry Crown Theater or something like that. Five nights in a row.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Six nights at the stadium. I mean,
exactly.
You know, and we're still out here slamming away.
Exactly.
People can't get enough of this. But, you know, there comes a time when we may have to bid farewell. This album is very timely because, Walter's no longer you know, in the saddle.
Right.
You know, he had health issues. He's still part of the team, but he can't be on the road anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, we're lucky to have every day. Not only to have every day, but to be slamming out here.
I mean,
this band, this current lineup, is arguably the best supporting cast we've ever had. The band is popping on all cylinders, and the audiences are going crazy. I mean, the show is amazing. We're doing the new single in the show, by the way, and it's going over great. But, you know, it's 2 hours of hits. And, you know, it's because of true allies and friends like all you wonderful people at GN and all of our fans, you know, around the world that continue to feed on this music, which has become a soundtrack of lives.
Oh, no
Little
kidding.
Did we know.
Exactly, because, you know, back in the day, it's like, oh, this rock and roll, yeah, okay, it's got horns, but, you know, rock and roll is never going to last, and here we are all these years later, and this music is timeless, Jimmy. I mean, you know that. You can tell from the crowds that you're talking about who come to the shows. I'm sure there's multi-generations when you look out into the audience. I'm positive that there's grandparents, parents, kids, young people, teenagers, just everybody.
You know what? And they're all grooving on their own level.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Right.
It's amazing. I'll be on stage and I'll look into the crowd and I can see people remembering the moment that they discovered this stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Whether they're 15 or 70, you know, and they, you know, you can see them remembering and relating to, you know, maybe they danced at their wedding to the song. Maybe they, you know, gave their daughter a kiss at their prom. Maybe they met in a parking lot at a movie theater
for
this song. Who knows?
You gotta tell
people
you.
Will come up to me and they'll say, Jimmy, gosh, you know, we grew up to this music. And I'll look at them and I'll say, so did I.
You know, wait, but I got to interrupt you. When you mentioned proms or something, there was a time when I was on, you know, LS like 70-something or other. It seemed like every high school prom, the theme was Color My World. I don't know how many times Color My World came through as a theme for a high school prom. It was incredible.
I still get cards and letters, baby. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, as a songwriter, John, you know, and I speak for all of us that compose. You know, you're sitting there having a personal moment,
mm-hmm.
you know, at your piano or with your guitar, very intimate moment, and you're expressing a feeling. And the next thing you know, it becomes a mantra for millions of people.
That's right.
I mean, that is a huge responsibility and a huge blessing, I might add.
Indeed. So you've got Brian Wilson and Al Jardine with you.
And, yeah, baby.
And of course, I hope people remember the song Wishing You Were Here, because it was a huge hit, first of all. And there was a collaboration between you, Brian Wilson, and Al Jardine on that song, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we were at Caribou Ranch. And
yeah.
We were in the studio recording that track. And the Beach Boys just happened to come up to the ranch to have dinner and do a little tour of the studio.
Right.
And they walked into the control room, and we said, hey, you guys, you want to sing? And next thing you know, it's, you know, an official collaboration. So there you go.
Well,
but you know what, man? I got to tell you, Brian Wilson, the brain trust of this genre that he created.
Yeah.
This California surf sound. And, you know, if you close your eyes, when these guys were on stage, it takes you all the way back.
Right.
You know,
well, yeah.
California girls, good vibrations, God only knows. You know, and what a fun pairing this has been. The crowd is loving it.
Well, James, thanks for being on. Chicago is going to be at Tinley Park on July 24th. All the best to you and everybody else in the band. The album is fantastic. The single is really great. All the best to everybody, and thanks so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, John. John, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
All right, James.
For your support and your enthusiasm regarding our music over all these years through thick and thin.
My
pleasure.
Thank
you so much, and all the good folks at WGN.
All right, James. Thank you.